I think that the nuclear energy has been well endorsed and encouraged by the legislature. Advanced cost recovery and other issues have allowed that the industry to be able to plan on putting that base load generation, which is important to a balanced energy supply in the state. We just are not sure whether or not we need additional encouragement of it. I do understand how it fits within the legislation. I see that, but and I think that the redefinition of clean rather than renewable is something that I think deserves a little bit more discussion.
Debbie Harrison is with the World Wildlife Fund and has been a member of the Governor's Climate Action Committee. She said she was pleased that King's bill had the 20% requirement, but had concerns about the substitute language.
When we look at the percentage of energy in the state of Florida that is currently served by nuclear, that energy percentage is 13%. When we look at the amount of energy we derive in the state of Florida from renewable sources at this point in time, it is 1%. So we need to do some serious catch-up, and it is critical that your body and this Senate in a whole, in this legislature, send the message to our utilities and to manufacturers and to bankers and to our working community, as well as to our children, that we are serious about greenhouse gas reductions and we are serious about putting in place renewable portfolio.
Ken Hoffman is with Florida Power & Light, one of the state's biggest energy companies. He applauded the fact that nuclear has been included in the mix as renewable,
because that provides a cost-efficient means to bring large, utility-scale, clean-emitting power and greenhouse gas reductions into the effort to achieve 20% by 2020.
Miami Beach Democratic State Senator Dan Gelber asked Senator King that nuclear power, by definition, is not considered a renewable source. So by creating the term clean and renewable, the state is expanding the definition. Senator King said that was correct.
And the reason for that is that initially we were going to leave nuclear out because they are already down the road. But then we said, well, if we do that, you know, is that really fair? But if you put nuclear in, you know, without cap, they take it all. They take the whole 20% overnight because as they come on stream, they're there. And so what we tried to do was to put a reasonable cap on them, which would, as I mentioned earlier, if you amortize it all the way out through 2020, caps them at a 5%.
The proposal includes consumer protections to limit to 2% any rate hikes associated with new costs of meeting the 20 by 2020 requirement. But Laura Cantwell with AARP still thinks that's too high.
Research shows that when energy prices increase, households headed by older adults often keep their homes at unsafe temperatures or skimp on paying for other necessities. With that said, I would like to address the 2% rate cap. In light of these difficult economic times, I would like to ask for starters that would be reduced from 2% to 1%. Each additional percentage increase equals $185 million that your constituents have to pay.
King's bill would require a penny-cent sales tax in order to raise $90 million for a new trust fund, with $45 million to go to the Florida Energy and Climate Commission. But that provision created heartburn for several GOP state senators. Some wondered if there would not be sufficient money coming from the federal stimulus bill. But for others, the 1 cent sales tax is something they could not get over, including Newport Richie's Mike Fasano.
One of the reasons why we have less revenue is because gasoline is high and people are buying less gas, and that's understandable. My concern here is the impact on this trust fund even further, that by increasing the gas tax, you will have less revenue going into the trust fund to build roads, to widen roads, to resurface roads, and the list goes on.
Senator King told his colleagues that he hoped the stimulus money would come, but couldn't guarantee it. Senator King said he had to put the funding in somewhere.
My real fear in this is without some money, this isn't going to go anywhere. It's just going to be another effort by the legislature to make noise and to make words and have nothing happen. What I would be willing to do is to put in an either or. I would be willing to put in the fact that if we do not get the stimulus dollars, if they don't come equal to what we need to put this into implementation, then, you know, what we would pass here would stay.